Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the self-esteem party. Yeah. Everyone, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. I'm your host, Alana Johnston, and with me, as always, on the windiest morning I've ever seen, is producer slash husband slash roommate, Norm Sousa. Norm, how was that sip of coffee?
Windy.
Can I tell you, I went for a walk this morning,
and it was so windy. And you ate a mouthful of wind for breakfast.
I ate a mouthful of wind for breakfast. It was so windy. Tears were streaming down my face because stuff was getting in my eyes.
Oh, I thought it was because
it's
so beautiful.
And I kept sneezing.
Right.
And I was so upset. I kept yelling, fuck, out loud. I was so mad, and I had to turn around and come back. I only lasted 20 minutes.
You know, with the story you just told, if a stranger were to see you, you look like an absolute psycho.
They did see me.
You're just crying in the wind, yelling,
a child
fuck.
On a scooter saw me.
And you yelled fuck at them?
They don't deserve my politeness. What's this kid ever done for me?
Nothing. He's a stranger.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, good. I'm having a cup of coffee.
Yeah, what's been popping? What's been locking?
Well, my dance career is going nowhere.
I was out of town this weekend. Were you devastated? Were you okay?
What happened this? Oh, I was putting together furniture.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dog's here. And you were doing all that. I'm doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I was in Austin.
You were in Austin having a bluest with Beth and Mo.
I was. The two people I see more than anyone these days.
Yeah.
Lucky.
It was Beth Stelling's birthday.
That's right. And we went. She had some shows. And we had a great time. It was so much fun.
Right. Yeah. What did I do? Was that WrestleMania last weekend?
I think it was last weekend.
I think I might have watched WrestleMania. I went to a Clipper game. That was a lot of fun with Austin. Have you had Austin on the show?
No, I should. Austin's a director friend of ours. Done a lot of my videos, a lot of my projects.
He might be too much of a sweetheart to be on a podcast, though.
Well, we had his wife, Mariana.
Mariana, yeah.
Or Mari, as we call her.
Right.
But yeah, she came on, and we trash talk Austin the whole time.
Oh, do you? Well, you need his rebuttal now.
We need the rebut. Short form.
and then we went
to a Clippers game.
Then we went to a Clippers game.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've been really getting into the crypto.com center.
Yeah, I hate the Staples Center. I'm the only one in on the crypto.com arena.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, yeah. I feel great being inside there, knowing that probably crypto is in the air.
So where do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm still quite low, actually.
Oh, we are laughing about this.
Yeah, I'm still quite low. I'm in a spot where I had a realization that I need to take control of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that. So, yeah, pretty good, though. Better than the worst. What was that last week? Like 2 or 3?
Easily.
Yeah, I'm like a 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
You might have been a 3-4 last week. Well, so I'm probably driving.
I can see the corner to turn, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn this corner.
Well, as we had in our conversation, some big changes need to be made.
Yeah.
And we talked about this on the podcast. Now, here's the thing. Since the last time we spoke about this
Step one, cry at the wind and tell it to fuck off.
Okay, Norm. At least one of us is taking action.
Against the wind.
Yeah, my biggest self-esteem problem was wind.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but since we had decided we needed to make some changes, I will say this. We have made slow, small changes
in
little increments. We have done it.
No, it's true.
So we can't sit here and be like, oh, we got to stop this. We got to stop that.
No,
we are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just moving so slow. Some say it's not moving at all.
No, what happens is like I get lazy and I fall into my vices and then I put all of my like mopey, groany stuff. I blame it on external forces. And the truth is I need to take control of them and be like, actually, this is what's going to happen.
I agree.
Yeah.
Wow, new take charge Norm. What to expect?
The listeners are going to hate this and they're not going to understand it. But Pat Thornton, he used to do a character named Maria. Do you remember that?
I don't refresh my memory.
It was just an old lady who used to repeat the same thing. She's like, my husband, he died. He's like, plays this old like Nona who keeps saying that her husband, used to come in and wash, but then he died. So now then she washes or something like it was that. But anyway,
used to come in and wash.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, my husband, Bruno, he died.
And then I wash.
He just, like, he'd say that over and over and over again. But anyway, I just picture her outside going like, fuck you, the wind.
I don't like the wind.
Honestly, guys, it was pretty treacherous.
Yeah, it is treacherous out there.
Not easy for me.
The Frogtown Walking Bridge opened.
Oh, my God, guys. You got to see this path. I haven't been on it or seen it, but yeah, you guys got to see this
thing. You actually attempted it this morning, but were thwarted by the wind.
I was. I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it to the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, did it look good on that other side. But no wind.
Couldn't tell. Through the tears in your eyes.
Thank you. Nothing like a good cry in the morning.
But anyway, yeah, back to my revelation. It sometimes it takes to mentally hit rock bottom to see what is actually going on. You know what I mean?
So here's the thing. As we know, I've been in my rock bottom.
Right.
And I have to say, the thing lifting me out of it.
As we all know.
Well, I've been talking about it to the people.
I'm hanging out in Fraggle Rock bottom. It's the not fun Fraggle Rock.
As we know. And I have to say, one of the things lifting me out of it is having fun. Right. Like, not even, because I've been doing a lot of work stuff. I've been busy with the tour. But having social fun is improving my mood, and it's making me want to do more things.
I need to go have fun.
And work harder. I think you do need to have fun.
I might go have fun.
You're having a laugh at me, Norm. But guess what? No, laugh at yourself.
I know. I'm laughing. Well, I'm laughing because it's just such an easy state. You know what I mean? Like, you know what really puts me in a good mood? Eating ice cream.
But you know what? Like, no, yeah, I'm going to say this, because some people would, like, for some people, it'd be like, oh, investing in work or like taking time to yourself or whatever. And I'm realizing in this moment, it's fun
because the fun
is unlocking everything else because I'm in such a good mood.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I should go have fun this weekend. What day is today?
Name one thing. It's only Tuesday. You've got a lot of time to plan the fun.
Yeah.
Okay, two things. One, what is one way you're going to take charge? What is something you're going to do today to take charge of your life? Give us an example.
Today?
Yeah, for the people.
Well, you know, I think a lot of, I just need to like manage my time, and I need to do a lot of things. I feel like I've just been like dragging my feet, moping about all the work that needs to be done around the house.
Been a nightmare.
Yeah, and I need to I need to start reading, I need to start writing, I need to start exercising more, I need to go out and have fun, I need to see people, I need to eat food that's not in the house.
Some people say I need to learn how to read emails.
Why? Did you have one?
I just misread emails, and it's really dawned on me in these last couple weeks. I think I'm dyslexic because I'm really reading emails numerous times and misunderstanding them.
Really?
Yes.
You need to read more.
I do need to read more. As my brother told me, I need to read along with Audible books so that I can hear it and see it and get it ingrained more. But my problem why I don't like reading is because I'll read a whole page and then be like, I didn't understand a single thing that I read.
You read it again.
Because I'm, Norm, with what time? I'm busy having fun.
I do that all the time. I put a book down for a hot second and I like forget where I was and then I have to reread the same paragraph. Sometimes I reread the same paragraph like four times.
Just for fun?
No, because I did like by accident.
Well, reading's boring.
Yep.
We can all agree.
But it's good for you.
Sure. Does a body good. Okay, so you never answered, what's the take charge today? What's one thing you're going to do?
Oh, one thing I'm going to do. No, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to do something that helps either me physically or creatively or or fun today for the future.
Oh my God, I know what you can do
that
you've already prepared for.
What?
Healthy lunch.
Oh,
you prepared healthy lunch. It's in the fridge. You can just eat it.
Well, I'm pre-making meals now.
But it's a time saver. That way you can use that time to have fun or reread a paragraph.
No,
four
but
times.
And also like I'm eating poorly. So like I'm not eating stuff and then I'm eating something bad right away.
And it drags you down. Yeah, yeah. It lowers your energy. You have a big sugar crash, that stuff.
Totally.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Me too. I totally relate to you because you cook. So I just eat whatever's being
cooked. I bought oatmeal. I'm going back on my oatmeal.
Oh my God, Norm. Flirting with the ladies. Hello on the oatmeal. You know how we feel about oats.
How's my day going? Well, my husband left me for oatmeal and my enemy is the wind. Oh, I can't read. Did I mention that?
Norm, wowee. I open up to my own husband, and this is how I get repaid?
Who's the guest on the show?
Wow. Okay, that's the end of this combo.
Well, we're running out of time. It's,
are we?
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes.
So?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm saying save for the check-in. Wait, right. Wait, we already did the check-in.
That's true. Well, we got another one coming every month. We do. Guys, get on the Patreon where Norm and I do monthly check-ins and have an in-depth conversation about how we're really feeling and what's really going on.
And you
on.
Bring older guests back on to like see where they've come from, you
That's
know,
right.
since the podcast. And then, you have phone calls with your Patreon.
That's right, I do.
Patrons?
Patrons, I think. Yeah. And it's amazing. So, guys, get on that. Patreon.com/selfesteemparty.
Yeah, and Patreon needs to, like, fix their website. It's...
Can I get a break?
Yeah. Anyway, okay, kudos to anybody who's getting on there and figuring it out.
So, this week's guest, a friend of mine... But we really haven't seen each other like everybody in the pandemic. Haven't seen each other in a while.
Is it Devin?
Yeah, Norm, why do you always spoil it?
It's been a while, actually.
Anyways.
He's so funny.
We had a great time catching up. It was really nice. And really, another episode, because, you know, sometimes I'll do it with people I'm closer with and then not as close with. Mm-hmm. And it was an episode where it was a good get-to-know-you episode.
Well, because we kept running into Devin.
We really got into it. And there's a big scandal about food poisoning. That's all I'll say.
Hmm. So, okay. Yeah. So, you know, what do people need to know about him? He's a stand-up, a super funny stand-up. He's a writer on Jimmy Kimmel Live, right?
That's right. Yeah. And we talk about that, too. We talk about work.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And so you guys will hear it all.
We ran into him a couple times. Actually, he was in the intro to the pilot we shot.
That we shot. I know, because we ran into him.
That's funny.
And he was great in that. So, ladies and gentlemen, and all my pals.
He's great in you running into him saying hi, and I was filming it.
Everyone, please help me welcome Devin Field right after this break.
It's a self-esteem party. It's a self-esteem party.
Devin, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Wait, Devin, keep recording. I'm recording the Zoom as well, just in case.
Got it.
Things gotcha. Get a little out of hand, and I need video clip footage of you confessing secrets.
Well, and I am also recording the video of the Zoom for the same purposes, for
and if
my
you
own
call
protection.
Me out, yeah, for my, I'm also recording for my protection, so we're both doing the same thing right now.
These are like the Nixon tapes, you know? This is for blackmail someday.
These are the tapes, the Self-Esteem Party Podcast are the tapes people are looking to get their grubby little cheating hands on, okay?
Yes, that's right.
I'm going to change the show to like the TV show Cheaters, but a podcast where I, or like How to Catch a Predator, you know what I mean? Where I really
try to
get
cheers.
People.
And I was like, I don't know, you're going to change the show to Cheers?
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a huge cast of characters in here, Devin. And
cool.
We'd love to get you on board.
And everyone on the podcast will know your name, you know? So.
Wow, this honestly wraps itself up. It's been a slice. I'll talk to you later.
Take it easy. Really good times.
Okay, Devin, we like to start this podcast with a self-esteem party check-in. So,
okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how you feeling about yourself today?
Wow.
The hard-hitting questions right out of the gate.
I mean, I immediately start crying. You're like, oh, no. Oh,
this
my
is
God.
Why I have the video footage so everyone knows I didn't do anything.
I didn't bully him. As a dodge, while I think, has anyone been upset when they've done this podcast and like talked about that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's compelling.
Yeah.
You don't have to say who, but yeah, interesting.
I've had a couple people, like one guest that I had, a friend of mine, he had literally just come from his stepdad's funeral.
Oh, that's so terrible.
And we both cried because it was so interesting. I didn't know he was there. Like, I didn't know
of
that
course.
Was happening.
Of course. You would not have been like, I sent you the Zoom link 10 minutes ago. Where are you?
But he didn't want to cancel. Like, he was out of town, so he didn't want to cancel because it was a Zoom thing. And he was like, I wanted to have a connection. And I was like, so grateful to have that moment. But it was like really intense and beautiful, but still funny. And it felt...
Yeah, that's nice.
It felt wrong Yeah, it felt wrong and right to be all those things at once. Do you know what
I
mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah. That's okay, probably you part dodged. Of...
Did it work?
Well, and that's interesting. Like that, I totally get that. I think I would be... It's just about your frame of mind at a time like that. And I think there's some people who would really be like, yeah, I'd be happy to go. That would actually be great and fun and exciting. Mm-hmm. And there's some people who would be like, you know what? I need to really be like alone or with my family or whatever it is and be like, we do need to mm-hmm. reschedule. Like I'll answer the question in a minute, I swear. But this made me think of a crazy...
Let me hear it.
A crazy sense. So this was like the one major way that the pandemic kind of directly affected me in that, you know, sad pandemic way that it affected so many people, which was my grandmother passed away semi-suddenly, like after... kind of right after vaccines became available. And so I was like really trying to get myself the vaccine so I could go up there and see her. And she passed away before I could, you know, and that was what it took for me to like travel was like, I got to get that shot, especially because she was in a hospital anyway. Mm-hmm. I did get vaccinated and a few months later it was her funeral. And I got norovirus from a Mendocino Farms chicken sandwich that was catered at our work at my office.
Guys, let us release the video footage. I am in shock. You can see it on my face. What happened?
And let me tell you, you know, this is something that I feel like I listen to Doughboys. I hear them talking about how, oh, Mendocino Farms is great. I love a Mendo. Oh, my God. You know, us TV writers, we're ordering Mendocino Farms all the time. And every time I hear it, I grip the steering wheel and I'm like, Mendocino Farms kept me from going to my grandmother's funeral because I was so, I mean, it was like horrible food poisoning and I was just flat on my back. And
oh my God,
you know, I was trying to get it together to like get on the plane that night before, and it was just like, in the time of COVID, I can't get on a plane with the damn norovirus, like so contagious. And like, I was pretty sure that was what I had and not COVID, but I also didn't know that. So I couldn't go. What?
This is devastating.
It was terrible.
But the beef with Mendocino Farms is fantastic. I've always wanted to get in on one of those.
Got no love for them. No love.
Here's the thing. I'm not a Mendocino girl. I'm not a Mendy's girl myself.
Okay. You know, and I'll be honest. I was a Mendocino Farms boy. I was enough of one. I like a big, dumb, dry sandwich.
Yeah, too dry. That's my problem. I'm not digging the bread. That's my problem.
I'm with you.
I'm not going to have it.
No, wow. And you shouldn't have it because they ruin families. They tear families apart.
I feel bad for laughing. I really do.
No.
I'm laughing because what a crazy.
It was crazy.
Small weird reason to miss a funeral, like a chicken sandwich.
It made me so mad.
Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%. Because I think I really fixated on it because I came in. That was when I only had to come into the office sometimes, and I happened to have a shoot that day that I had to go be there for, and I had already eaten before I got there. But I was like, free chicken sandwich. I might as well eat this whole thing.
It was completely avoidable.
Totally avoidable. and you know what? I'll fully put them on blast. I don't know if this is public information, but they. Mendocino Farms caused a full-blown norovirus outbreak at the Jimmy Kimmel Live offices. I believe up to 40 people were infected and were puking their guts out all weekend.
Oh, my God.
So I might have violated some legal... No, I ended up... Because I emailed... I was supposed to shoot a bit with Jimmy Kimmel that morning where he was going to go learn how to fence with the Olympic fencing team. And
that's fun.
It was fun. Big shoot. And morning of, I am just like puking my guts out. And I'm like, I have to say I can't go. This is going to sound so fake that I am like throwing up. Like no one's going to believe this. And then as soon as I emailed that, I got an email back being like, yeah, you're not the first to say that they're experiencing these symptoms. And after a few days, it was like a lot of people.
Oh my God, that must have been, as much as we're having a laugh, that must have been terrifying during COVID. I'm sure everyone was like, so I have COVID, we're all going to die.
That's what was so confusing about it, was like, we were taking all these precautions, and I mean, norovirus is like highly contagious, but it just felt crazy to have something else rip through the gang.
It's like getting mono during COVID.
Yeah, where you're like, what's happening to me? And then your doctor's like, it's mono. And you're like, this is the lamest shit that it could have been. What?
This is the lamest shit it could have been.
I've been losing my mind. Yeah.
At least give me something cool like a strep throat. I'm begging you.
Right. Where it's, well, even that, I'd be like, or this really could be strep throat. You know, like I'd remember what that felt like. Anyway, it was crazy and I couldn't go to the memorial service. But all of this is to say that I had been scheduled to be on James Austin Johnson and Zach Pugh's great podcast, What Things Are What Things, that Sunday. And I was so, so, so sad on Friday and Saturday, but I did not cancel. And that Sunday recording was so great. It was like, I didn't cancel because I knew, no, that's like exactly what I want to do, is like go sit in their garage and like listen to James do his Trump impression and just like laugh with those guys, my friends. And it was really nice. And we even like talked about it and joked about it. So it was just really funny and fun. So I think I lean the way of your previous guest who was like, let's go for it, you know?
Wow, good for you. That requires some strength.
I happened to be, you know, it was like, no, that exact combination of people and things and stuff, that will be good, you know?
You know what it is? So there's been a couple deaths in my family recently, and each time something happened, yeah, thank you. Each time something happened, it's like we took a week or two off the podcast because there was travel and, you know, a million and one things, like whatever, right? And every time I did, I felt it made me feel worse. Like I didn't emotionally, I didn't want to talk to anybody. Right. I'm like checked out, whatever. Okay. I'm sad. Like you said, I'm like so fucking sad. And I'm like, I'm a wet drip. I have nothing to say. But in terms of stimulation, I was like, I could have used a distraction because then all I had was sadness.
You're just sitting in it.
You know what I mean? I'm just sitting in it. I have nothing else. And it was like, so then when I did come back to the episode, it was so nice to be to the other person like, okay, you talk for an hour, what have you been up to?
And also you have the role of host, and so you have like the things you have to get, you have the questions you have to force your guests to answer, even if they're 100%. Twisting and turning for up to almost 10 minutes at this point,
desperate to get out of the answers, some might say. A couple of my guests.
Fine, I'll answer it. Scale of 1 to 10 today, I'm going to peg that at a healthy 6.5 to 7, I would say.
Well, Devin, you've got me at a zero with all these mind games you're playing. I'll have you know I've shattered over here.
I've made you feel badly about yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going, you know, people must hate me so much to dick me around like this. That's how I feel now. That's a zero.
This motherfucker, I ask him one question, and he respects me so little that he respects my time so little.
You know what, Devin? I don't care how you're feeling. Don't come to my memorial. I don't want you there. That's the bottom line.
Hey, you know what? Soon? Ditto. Right back at you, okay?
Right back at you.
If I get hit by a car tomorrow, don't come, okay?
I'm not coming, but I'm releasing this episode. I can tell you that much. That would be... The episode's coming out.
With a long post about, like, you know, remembering Devin today. And then, boom, full episode.
What I remember was how avoidant he was. And I've actually got it on tape.
That's what it is. As fond remembrances of me are pouring in, and they would pour in, you would be the one voice who's like, Devin was actually a monster. And here's the monster.
And guess what? Karma is a bitch. He got poisoned and hit by a car. Look at all these things that have happened to him because he was mean to me.
When I die,
you're not even being mean to me at all.
When I die, will you tweet karma is a bitch?
Oh my God, 100%. Okay, and then I'm going to like, because I'll do it on a quote tweet of one of your tweets.
Right.
It's like, just like, whatever. And then I'll be like, karma's a bitch, LOL. And then they'll be like, Atlanta, he's dead. I'll be like, that's crazy. I had no idea. Like, remember when Trump pretended he didn't know that Ruth, and he was like, I'm just finding this out now.
Wow, really? I'm just hearing this now. Wow, that's so, she was an incredible woman. You know, that was, it's, and Billy Joel is playing in the background. It's one of the most amazing presidential clips of all time. It's really,
oh my God, the timeline of claiming when you have and have not heard something is so
powerful
to me. But I'm just hearing this
powerful
now.
To mess with that timeline. Has anyone ever pulled
internet
that
on
off?
The plane. Yeah, we didn't get the internet on the plane. I'm just hearing this now.
Wow,
this
is crazy.
Up there.
Oh, one of the most important women in the world just passed away within the hour? Weird.
And I'm the president and I don't know? Yeah. He should have been mad in that statement. He should have been
that
like,
would be great.
How am I just hearing about this now? Like if he had just said it differently.
Turned on an intern. Like, yeah.
Everyone would be like, he cares, he's loving, look
oh
how
my
upset
God.
He got.
Did you see how mad Trump was that no one had told him?
Change the narrative, change the tone, change the narrative, my friend. That's the bottom line. There's a tip for you for your writing. Here we go.
Okay, let me write that down. Change the tone, change the narrative.
Oh,
okay.
I noticed you didn't have a pen, actually, if you wanted to take a quick moment and make the note. We can pause. That's actually fine.
I wanted to work on space work. It's been a while since I've been on the boards. You know?
Devin, are you here to enhance your improv skills? Be honest.
That's what this... No, I'm like a corporate worker who has taken an improv class where I'm just here to learn how to look someone in the eye and communicate and bomb
honestly,
in front of my coworkers.
For those of you who haven't had the pleasure of taking an improv class, this is what it's like. It's like you get three types. You get... wants to be a comedian, knows comedy, understands, take a class, let me get better at this. Two, you're an actor and your agent told you, you should go do a class at the UCBs. And yes, they add the S on there.
They often do, yes.
Or the third one is someone that has nothing to do with it and it is like a corporate or something for public speaking or something of like to get over a bit of a fear or like... if you're nervous about meeting new people, because a class is a really great way to have to meet new people and not be embarrassed to introduce yourself because everybody has to.
Yes.
So it's like, because to just go up to someone and be like, hi, I'm so-and-so, do you want to be friends?
The worst.
Could be a bit jarring. Yeah. I mean, I'd love it. I'd be like, here's my address, please.
Yeah. Do you want to drive me home right now?
Oh my God, I'll take a ride from anyone. And that's a fact to the listeners out there.
Okay.
That's a fact. I'll take a ride from anybody. I once went grocery shopping, and if you're listening, Brandon, I apologize for this. One time I was walking on the street on Rowena. I ran into you once?
One
on
of
Rowena,
my favorite.
And you were in my, you were in my pilot.
Street memories, yes. Which I have not, I don't think I've seen.
I can send it to you. But you're in the intro. You're there.
Oh, well, then I can at least watch the intro and then turn it off. You know, I can, go.
Oh,
okay,
I mean, the whole thing's only 7 minutes, but okay. Well,
I'll probably tune out after I'm off the screen, but.
Well, I'll leave it on for the views, but I am going to tune out.
Well, help me remember that because I thought of that the other day, and what I was trying to remember was like, when would that have been? Place that in time for me.
Okay, so that was in January. That was like pre-COVID. It was
that's
like,
what I was thinking because we were unmasked.
Top of January,
and we hugged.
We were unmasked. We hugged. It was top of January. Yeah. It was a beautiful day because I remember that because we had to do a pickup at the end of January, and my friend that was like directing it and producing it with us was like, guys, you hear about this Wuhan thing? Like, you hear about this? And we were like, yeah, we heard about it. And he was like, I don't know. And then.
The next month.
Yeah. Then it was like, forget about it. So yeah, that was January 2020.
I was realizing that it must have been before that, but it's warped in my mind because I ran into you on the route that then I walked every day, twice a day for 9 months straight, you know? So like,
oh my God, as your pandemic exercise?
My neighborhood walk was like exactly that route. So I have 10,000 memories of that are all kind of one memory of that road.
I'll tell you what, Rowena is a poppin' street because I run, I'm walking, somebody pulls over in their car and they go, Alana, and I look over and I see this guy, I recognize him, but I don't remember from where, but I know him and I can't remember his name, but I know him.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was like, oh, I'm walking to Trader Joe's, and he went, okay, I'll come with. And I went, sounds good. Got in the car, no problem. And then we went shopping at Trader Joe's for half an hour and he drove me home.
He drove you home as well.
Yeah, he drove me home as well. And did literally you ever find no out problem.
Who he was?
I found out his name. And do you know how? You know how sneaky I am?
Yeah.
He pulled out a credit card. And I saw a cool design on it. And I was like, can I see that?
Perfect.
And I
look at it.
And we're laughing.
It'd be so funny if the... Okay, go ahead.
I thought that might have been his name. But I never dare say it. Because I don't want to get the name wrong. But when I read it, I was like, fuck, I fucking knew it.
Yes.
But I would never say it. But I knew
it. Been there many
times.
Okay,
what were you going to say?
What was I going to say? It's gone now. It would be really funny if the design, if you're like, what a cool design on your card. Can I see that? And it was just like the Bank of America logo. He's like, yeah, why do you need that?
So wait, this is a bank of all of America or like just some of America?
Let me check this. Hey, wow, cool driver's license. Is that for this state? Like, yeah.
Yes, it is. Puts it back in wallet right away.
Yeah.
Yes, actually it is for California. Devin.
I feel like I never even explained what that memory was, which is for me, I was just walking down the street around the corner. There you are walking down the street with a camera in front of you. And then you see me and you're like, hey, Devin. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And you're like, I'm shooting my pilot. And then you just go, do you want to be in it? And I went, yeah, sure. And you're like, okay, will you go around the corner, come around and hug me? I'm like, absolutely. And I did that. And then you said cut. And then you were like, see you later. And I said, see you later. We just kept it moving.
I ran into you in front of where the construction was, remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
I do.
Yeah. And so it was like, because the shot is very funny of me in front of like this construction fence claiming I'm like helping out the neighborhood.
Perfect.
Man,
but there I was.
I ran into a couple people when I was filming that.
Yeah,
on the street in Los Feliz, and they all agreed to be a part of it, and everybody made it in. Little clips.
Oh my God. That's so fun. What a good, it was just such an organic, like fun experience. And the fact that I got to just immediately leave was very fun as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We let you go. No lines. We don't need you upstaging me in there. Yeah. I don't think
No paperwork for you to sign about getting paid for this later or anything.
No, we aren't paying you anything. Guess what? You want a Mendocino Farms gift card? You got it. That's how we roll.
I could go for some chicken.
No, Devin, that's right.
I have it tattooed on me.
Devin, what's got you at the 6.5, possibly 7?
Okay, what's got me at the 6.5? From purely a self-esteem standpoint?
Let me expand.
Please.
Before you answer. So the two ways to answer that is, what got you up to a 6.5, mm-hmm. or what's keeping you from a 10? It's the two-way, and it says a lot about people how they look at it. Like, because I always ask, how did we get this number, right?
Okay.
And some people would be like, well, I'm feeling this high because this, this, and this. Or somebody else would be like, well, I'm feeling this way. I'm not quite there because of this. It's like glass. What is it? Half empty, half full?
Half full, half empty. Well, I say,
drink right from the tap. That's what you're getting out of me. Okay, go ahead.
I drink from the hose in the yard like a dog. Okay. I slurp it down and I bite it. Maybe it's just because you framed it that way, but it does occur to me to approach it from both.
So
take that as a litmus test however you want, but I would say probably up to a 6.5 because I do think I operate at a decent level with my day-to-day, you know, self-esteem, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like I think I have I'm sure some might say too much self-confidence in some, you know, areas that I can access easily enough and feels like available to me consistently enough that I would say it's rare to me that I really feel like significantly below a 5 or a 4 in self-esteem. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never dealt with depression or anything like that. That would maybe, that seems like what might kick you down to those low numbers.
How did you get this far in comedy? I'm sorry. The first person I've ever heard in my life.
Well, let me get to the second half. Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yep. That's right.
Let me knock it down from 10, you know?
Take them down a notch.
I just meant that, like, I think my operating baseline is like steady enough in general that I don't experience days where I'm like, ooh, I really don't even want to get out of bed. I feel so shitty about myself. But I wouldn't say a 10, just because, like, one for just today in this moment, I'm tired. Okay. I'm tired.
You guys got to see this face bright as can be. Wow. Mixed messages. Okay. I'm listening.
I'm like doing cocaine in frame, but I'm like, I'm so fucking tired, man. I'm so fucking.
You guys got to see this bright face. There's powder all over it.
But just like, you know, I have to wake up quite early in the morning during the week. Mm-hmm. About 6 a.m. And that just is bad. And that's the kind of thing that can, like, knock your feelings for a day in different directions, you know? But then also, like, larger picture, I would say, I think I am still in a bit of a spot that's kind of like a coming out of Omicron kind of spot.
Okay.
Where I still feel just like a little disconnected from people. I feel a little sequestered and isolated still in terms of, like, I'm out seeing people again, but it's only been, you know, kind of in the last couple of weeks. And a big one for me is performing. And performing live, and
there it is. Yep.
I still am really not where I want to be, primarily right now with, I mean, in a lot of ways, but primarily with just the frequency with which I am performing live is just not what I want or maybe need, huh? Maybe
we can ask my therapist. Guys, now whose podcast is it? Come on.
That's
right. Stop trying to take over.
Okay. So that's that would be how I got to 6.5.
Lots to unpack. Can we get into it?
Let's do it.
Okay. So first things first, this is what I'm going to make a bold guess. You tell me. My guess is this, though. The 6.5 or between, whatever, 5 or higher or 4 or higher, whatever, that consistency that you were talking about.
Yes.
How much of that has to do with the fact that you work a consistent job in your industry? Like, how
plenty,
much is that
I'm
validation?
Sure.
Okay, there you go, right? Because plenty. I have found the people that are not working consistently, myself included, like when the schedule is a little more all over the place, it's like one day when you're on set, it's the 10. And then the day that you're not, it's like a 2. And you're like, well, this is insane. Yes. And like, I need someone to tell me I'm funny or at least have the potential to be every day.
I definitely, in terms of, I've been lucky enough to have this job pretty steady for about 5 years now, which is crazy.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you. You know, and I think that has gone a long way to, I guess really kind of what we're describing is like not having that level of active anxiety consistently. Doesn't mean I still definitely like have anxieties about my job and certainly anxieties about my career. Mm-hmm. You know, but, and those are maybe ones that I think about more lately, which is very different than not having a job anxieties, which I do not handle well. And like everyone, I, you know, had periods of full unemployment or semi-employment in that, you know, where you pick up some weird freelancer video hosting gig for 3 months and you're like, okay, I guess this is a check that's coming. And then one day they email you and they're like, don't come in tomorrow. And you're like, oh, okay, that income source is just gone, you know, like
just like that.
And even that would be the exception, because like you're describing, cause there's so many times when in comedy or acting or whatever it is, when you are working for one day, one half of one day in maybe, maybe a month, maybe longer. And that's crazy making, you know, cause you're
it's not enough.
And then you spend that downtime when you're not doing it, really, it's so easy to get to that common spot of like, what am I even doing? What am I doing? I'm just sitting around today, because there's a lot of times there's like nothing you can be doing in that moment. But it feels like, couldn't I be? It's all that dumb shit that like agents and managers say of like, you could be making your web series right now. And you're like, well,
I don't have internet. I can't.
I don't have internet.
How am I
going
to post it?
How's it going to get on the web?
One step at a time. I got to focus, please.
Come on. That's how I talk to my manager as well, is please. Stop.
I need the internet. They're like, can you stop taking a shit in my office, please?
The idea that representatives would keep you if you didn't have the internet. They're like, well, he's figuring it out.
Hey, man, mine would. Why not? Here's the thing. It's interesting that you said, like, yes, you're getting that validation from your job, but because you also set out to do live stuff,
yeah,
like most of us started out in that way, or, you know, to make a splash and then get these other jobs, right? Mm-hmm. I can understand.
I wanted to make a big splash.
You wanted to make a big splash, and I can understand, because I'm feeling it too, not feeling fulfilled, or like you're fulfilling a purpose or something, because you're like, yeah, but I was supposed to be doing this, and even though I'm doing this other thing, I still want to do this thing. Like, yeah. You're like, I didn't give up on this. It's still in me. You know what I mean?
You know what form this takes for me? I think I can articulate this is, I think what it really is, if I boil it down, is lately I feel like I've had a bit of a all the cool kids are hanging out without me feeling, which I think is probably like not an uncommon one for me. And like for me, it just comes like kind of, I mean, from like socially of just like so many of those structures of how I saw people or ran into people or hung out with people casually disappeared and are being rebuilt right now. So it makes me feel like, why aren't I getting the texts to go to the bar or whatever, you know, like what? Yeah, I get those anxieties on like weekend nights, partially because like that's also a side effect of having the like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, is then like if Friday or Saturday night no one's calling, you're like, everybody hates me. Like, this is, there's no one around.
Where are the people on Friday and Saturday? Show me. I'm with you, Devin.
Know.
I'm like, what are we? Like, this I'm hanging nice out a lot hear. With Beth. I'm hanging out a lot with Beth and Mo, because Beth's directing the show, the Johnson and Welch that Mo and
Fun.
I have been doing. And
great.
That's been a blast. And we're posting a ton. It's not a bunch of shows in a row. It's like, we'll go somewhere, we'll come back and workshop. We'll go somewhere, we'll come back and workshop. Right.
Cool.
So pretty, well, Mo has a toddler. So it's like, you know, for travel and stuff like that, you got to schedule.
Sure.
It's a little tougher. But I will say this. It's like, everyone's like, oh my God, it seems like you guys are out and this, this, and this. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like,
right.
I just saw you hanging out at a bar and no one told me about. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm hanging out at a show I booked for myself and you're calling that hanging out? I'm like, no, pick up the phone, shoot me a text, invite me to this thing. Or like, I just feel like I'm with you where I'm like, or I remember I saw when Britney Spears, was freed, like when the news date, it was like all these Britney Spears partying happening.
How
and I
are
was
you gonna
like,
make
I'm
this about you?
Yeah, I was like, I'm a fan of Britney Spears and I too wanted her to be free. Sure, I came late to the situation, but nonetheless, once news got to me, I wanted her out of there. I was in, I thought, keep her. You brought your wine.
Yeah, why didn't Spotify email you to let you know, hey, by the way, we're getting into the Britney thing. Here's a Spotify fans presale.
Listen, I'm furious, Devin. I'm as mad as you are about this. If you ask me how I'm feeling now, it's a one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, I can work with this.
Okay, that's good. Well, I think that is also my perspective lately on live comedy stuff too. You know, which if I could, you know, to just be sort of, I think that's like my, that's a bit of my like entertainment industry Achilles heel is sort of the sense of like, well, why didn't I get to do that show? Or why didn't I get to do that thing? You know, I try to express that as little as possible because I know it is so unproductive and negative and pointless. You know, it's just like, mm-hmm. You didn't do the show. So, you know, moving on.
But here's the problem, Devin. It's a little motivating.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
A bit of a fire because you're like, this feels so terrible. I don't want to feel this way again. I better work harder and get on the next show.
I've definitely tapped into that before. Yeah, for sure.
But now it's impossible because you're like, all my old tricks of getting on shows don't work anymore. Because I used to get on shows when people would see me on shows. And then I'm like, yes, but I need to get on that first
that's
show.
That's my thing is that, yeah, exactly. I, especially in the world of stand up, I've just really fallen out of the hip crew.
You know,
and
what?
This is just my naked
it's
ploy
too hard.
To get them back. It's very hard.
Devin, the celebs and stars are all available. Then
it's
they're
true.
Doing the show.
They're all around.
The people,
it's true.
They're
that's
all
the
around.
Largo lineup. Are millionaires going
oh my
up
God.
At Largo.
This Man,
is me
when I did,
talking about a club I've never even been allowed to set foot in.
I did a quick set. When Mae Martin was in town, I did a set on her Largo show, and it was like
fun.
My first time performing there, and I was like, "Oh my god, this was so much fun." The crowd, it was sold out. It was so much fun, and as excited as I was leaving that, I was like, "I cannot believe here. I've lived here all these years, and I've never done that stage before." Like then, I got mad at myself about
yeah.
it. Like my self esteem was a 10 because I crushed it, but then my self esteem was a 1 because I was like, "Wait a minute." What? Alana, you've been here so long and just now was your first time. Like then I was yeah. upset about it. That was a mind fuck. That one bothered me.
Well, it's a big deal. That's a big deal club. And you know,
it is a big deal club.
It's very cool that you got to perform there. And it's, but it comes with the head trips of a big deal gig that
yes.
then is suddenly becoming normalized. And you're
yeah.
like, oh, this is like attainable. And it's a good room that I should be performing in.
Well, our friends are doing it.
Yeah,
like that's
exactly.
another hard thing too, is that it's like the people that we came up with, and it's like, look, it's all tiers, right? It's like we came up with a bunch of people that are all super famous now, right?
Yeah.
But we also came up with other people that are looking at us being like, oh my God, you guys are doing all these things. I wish I was doing these things.
Of
like,
course.
It's all, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a mix of, and even the people that are like, oh, it seems like super famous or doing all this stuff. It's like, maybe they hate half the fucking jobs and can't say it.
Of
I
course.
Don't know. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to seem ungrateful. Like I get it.
And it's just like, no one's ever 100% comfortable in wherever they're at, especially in mm-hmm. this ecosystem. And what other people are doing really has nothing to do with me is the unfortunate truth. You know, it's
oh my
like,
God, devastating.
You know, it's
devastating.
Devastating.
Has
okay,
anyone ever
writing
said
that?
That
down? Let me write that
oh,
down.
Oh, your pen. You dropped
oh,
it.
It's, you know what?
I'm not seeing your pen.
I'll text it to myself later. But
phone's dead. Actually, can't get it right now.
Phone's dead. No internet. I can't do it.
Honestly, I'm going to ride this no internet all the way.
I
really
like
am. I'm going to do it. Fuck
I think
it.
That's. I should email that to my boss tomorrow. I would just be like, email it to them. Sorry, I don't have internet.
I did once have to miss a work meeting because I had no internet. But we had just moved.
Yeah.
So I didn't have internet.
Oh my God. And it's like, they're like,
you can transfer it and plug it in. No, they're like, you can plug it in. But I'm like, you can't.
You can't.
Because it didn't work. I had to call Spectra. Yeah. I was like, they disconnected it. I can't plug it in, even though I set it up and I prearranged it. But it sounded like the fakest fucking excuse, because really, after 2 years of only being online, I don't have internet.
You just don't have it today? Yeah.
What am I, the Mendocino Farms of internet?
Jesus Christ. That's when your coworkers are like, just go to a fucking coffee shop. It's like peak COVID. Just go.
Just go and get the fuck out of here. I really like both your reasons of the out of 6.5 and not quite out of 10. Uh-huh. Because here's the thing. You're very grounded in it. Like, I appreciate that you can admit maybe I'm not at the cool table anymore or whatever the case. Mm-hmm. Right? But yes. You're not feeling sorry for yourself. I'm not hearing self-pity. And usually that's where, and maybe that's what's happening and you're not expressing that, but I'm not hearing that in the way that you're talking, like, feel bad for me.
I think,
and usually that's the case.
Yes, I do. It's in there. Like, the self-pity is in there for sure. Okay. But
because it's hidden right now.
The mask. We wear these masks. I don't know if anyone's ever talked to you about this concept, but we hide.
Yes,
our
I
true
saw
self.
The movie Smokin'.
That's right. We wear these masks, and sometimes we're smoking. You know,
we smoke in our masks.
That's right. Sometimes we see a pretty lady, eyeballs pop out of our head, tongue rolls down to the floor. You know,
that's life, baby. That's just anyways, what happened. As you were saying, we wear our masks.
No, but just I'll take that in terms of I try not to lead with it. I try not to give that kind of thought, a pitying thought, too much space in my head. You know, and it's hard at times, especially in these times when you have a lot of downtime. That's when I feel it creeping in. It's just when I'm not occupied, but I'm also not where I want to be, you know? So yeah. You're like, well, what can be done right? Couldn't I be doing something right now to further that? And I feel like that's the headspace that can make me feel like, you know, like if I'm home on a Friday night and I'm like, shouldn't I be doing a fucking set right now? It's Friday night LA and I'm not doing a set. And yeah. The reality is like, I could go to a terrible open mic and force my way onto the worst stage in the county and try to not bomb for 4 minutes, and it'll cost me $30 round trip, you know? Or I could not do that and, you know, try to do something else. So all that is to say, I definitely have my flashes of it, but I don't think I totally sit in that place all the way. And probably the job is a contributor, because that's a like consistent 5 days a week distraction for at least that period, you know, not just distraction, but, you know, application of me using skills that I want to use and doing the kinds of things I enjoy doing, and, you know, everything that comes with it.
I don't know if you've already done this or if it interests you at all or anything, but I have found I just had to start going to shows more. Almost to remind people.
This is the move. Yes. Do you
know, I'm just like, hey guys, remember me? And the 100%. Times that I've done it, then either someone's come to one of the shows that Mo and I booked, or I've been put on a set. And it's nothing crazy, but I'm like, I am feeling more momentum. And it's because I spent like 3 months just going to shows. I would go to anybody's show. I was like, I'm 100% down for the show. To come watch. And I got to be honest with you, Devin. You know, I never watched shows before. Like when we were doing all of us at UCB, you'd peek in, but I would never like sit in the audience.
5 minutes, 10 minutes.
That's what I mean. I would never sit in the audience unless it was like a close friend. No. And you know what I mean? I would never sit in the audience and watch a show. I got to be honest with you. Being a spectator is a blast. And here's why. Everybody's coming in hot. Everybody's excited to be back. Everybody's got stories to share, a lot of them the same, but nonetheless, everybody's got something to say.
It's
and
true.
They're chomping at the bit to get at those fucking mics, and people are coming in hot, and I am thrilled to be witnessing it. Like, you
That's
can
very
tell.
Cool. I like that perspective.
You can tell in 5 minutes what kind of pandemic somebody had. It's kind of a blast.
Yeah, I like that.
And you're welcome to come with me anytime you want.
I would
want.
Love to. I think one of the last times I went to a show, I believe, was right after your show, which I didn't know was happening, at the Elysian on a Monday night. Yes. I went there to see Carmen Christopher do an hour of stand-up.
That's right, with Mo. And mm-hmm. I met him backstage, actually. Yeah. And I already was a fan of his. Very funny. I love his videos and everything online.
I had not heard of him before, but he was great.
I only know him because I saw him at a show like previous to the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then, but I didn't stick around for his show because, you know, when you're like prepping for a solo thing, but like, because the shows are like half an hour. So it's like there's lines and I had to remember this and that. Yeah. And by the time I'm done the show, it's like all day you're riding this adrenaline. You have all this work to do.
100%.
This and this. And then I want to go to bed 8:15 p.m. Like I'm zonked. I'm done for the whole fucking day.
Have you seen Gerard Carmichael's new special that just came out, Rathaniel?
Not yet, and I'm dying to. I've only heard amazing things about it. Caught some of the SNL.
Yeah, the SNL was great. The special is really compelling and interesting and just, you know, very cool. And you know what? I'm not even going to spoil the little relatable detail, but I think there's some that I was going to say because I think it's worth you just seeing it and experiencing it, but I'd say that special captures a bit of that feeling of
really
going and doing a show and, you know, and then getting the fuck out of there.
It's like, you know, and it's not to be rude. And used to, when we were all younger, like we would do a show and then we'd all go to Birds, which is a bar. And
sure.
Like we'd go to a bar and hang out and this and that. And now I'm like, it's just taking so much more out of me to do these shows because I was rusty. Now I've been doing more shows. I'm more warmed up. And now I'm like, am I too old or am I just too tired of being, you know what I mean? Like,
that was not me saying
general,
you're totally too old.
No.
I timed that perfectly.
Just so what everybody knows, we have the video footage to release at a moment's notice. Just so everybody
the
knows,
tapes.
I said I was old. Devin threw up in his hand. He pretended to cough, and I saw he threw up a little bit in his hand and then ate it. And I thought, the problem here?
I ate it, and then I went, totally.
Because you were kind of choking it back.
Yes. Yeah. It was hard to get out, but I got it out. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm glad you got to see the show. Don't worry, I've got a huge show coming up with Mo.
Oh, I want to go.
It's Thursday, May 19th, 7:30 p.m. Dynasty Typewriter. This is
going to
be the big
exciting show.
We're going to sell this thing out.
Okay, great.
Are you committing on air right now to coming to the show?
Wow, I got the calendar tab open. May 19th.
I thought your phone was dead. That's weird.
Looks like I might have a jury duty that week, but other than that, I'm in.
Devin, if you miss a show because of jury duty, I'm going to be so happy.
Well, also, it wouldn't make any sense because jury duty's over at about 4:45 p.m. But
you're putting this guy away. You're deliberating all night. This guy's going away. The murderer, he did it.
Either
he's
that
going
or
away.
I really rushed the deliberations because I'm trying to make it to the show. I'm like, hey, guilty, right? I mean, let's give this guy the chair, huh? I mean,
yeah. I guess he killed a couple of those women. Okay. I gotta get to my friend's show.
Yeah.
I told her on a podcast I'd be there.
Sure, he seems violent and erratic, and he attacked the judge. But you know, he's innocent. I gotta go.
The judge was kind of asking for it. Wait, have you ever done jury duty? Not to go completely off topic, but have you ever done jury duty?
I have not been selected, but the last time I went, I had to stay for 3 days and not get selected, which was a pain.
I've been called upon numerous times, but I always just wrote back, not a citizen, so I didn't have
sure.
to do it, but now I'm a citizen.
It's over.
It's over. I hope I get selected. I came up with a character of me.
Oh, no.
If I ever get
I
to.
I thought you hoped you got selected so that you could help serve
selected.
Justice in your community.
No,
it's because
have
you have
a character.
Okay,
this is what happens. They walk in and immediately I go, guilty. I know it. I just know he is. Right away, as loud as I can. And then I turn to the judge says, no talking. I go, what do you mean no talking? He's guilty. There's been the whole time pleading with the judge. trying to get on the stand.
The whole time. I'm pretty sure you'd be gone right after that, I think.
Devin, yeah. They selected me. They don't have anybody else. They're not going to cast the Miss Trout because one woman's alternates. Having a blast. First of all, that's fucking bullshit. If I was the fucking B squad of a trial, I'd be fucking pissed.
Can you
How
imagine?
How embarrassing. You're the backup well, it's of not, judgment?
It doesn't necessarily, because sometimes it's just that you were at the back of the line, and so you're just the alternate, you know?
No. You enjoy your little bench warmers reality, because I got a reality check for you, my man. You're a dud if you're not making the A squad of this trial. You guys hear me? If I'm ever the B squad of the trial, I'm bursting, and you better believe they're taking me out in cuffs.
Because you're going, he's guilty as soon as he appears.
I'm saying he's guilty as soon as I see it.
Are you doing it like as if you kind of think you're turning to the juror next to you, like you kind of are presenting as if you're whispering something only they would hear, but the volume is off. So the volume is just
so. I mean, Devin, you know me. The volume is just so loud.
The volume is high. Yeah, that's
the volume's quite high.
Yeah,
my mic's off, and I'm still picking up.
I can hear you clearly. I don't know. Yeah,
I can hear you. You're on mute.
Yeah, but
I went way off topic. Please go on.
I would all just to get back to like the act of going to see shows, which I think is exactly correct. That was the first time I'd see someone do really like a headlining stand-up set just from the audience in a really long time. Mm-hmm. It was great. And it was like immediately so funny. He like opened really strong. I thought just like, you know, I think I was also really ready to be like, let's, he's a very, this will sound reductive, but he's a silly comedian. He did all these ridiculous bits. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a fun energy. And I ran into several other stand-ups, some of whom run shows.
Here
and,
we go. This they is were it. There,
you know? So it's true of... It's that was one of the things about UCB as a central grounding spot was I just put so much time in there as the place that I was dropping by and seeing people and doing my show and seeing someone after their show. And they think of me because they saw me do a bit. They have a show exactly. Right after my show. They saw me do a bit. They go, oh, okay. All the stuff that comes with being in that community. So now that that's gone, it is that you got to take that step to hit the other spots and be a little more intentional of, okay, I got to drive to these different theaters, you know, and plan this out and see some people. Yeah.
Okay. So, but speaking of intentional, you were talking about socially how just in the last couple weeks, you kind of started to see some people more. My question to you, if there is a little bit of FOMO or whatever we want to call it.
Sure.
Are you reaching out to people? Are you initiating?
Some probably not as much as I should. Okay.
Because I can only let people.
And thank you for getting me there.
Then that's the little self pity, right? Why? Sure. Why isn't anyone asking me? Maybe they're going. Why isn't anyone asking
100%.
Me?
100%. And like, there's a million reasons you're the two people you thought to text tonight might not be available, or like, you know, or might not have occurred to them to try to talk to you, right? But in the moment, you're like, well, I guess they never want to hang out with me ever again. You're like,
you know what I've been experiencing lately? Finding out that friends of mine have been hanging out without me. Like,
yes.
In a very positive way where I'm like, I'm so glad people met through me and that they're creating friendships. I'm like, yeah, that's how friends work. So I've done it. We all do it. But there is a part of me that's like, yes, but how will I know if I'm not there?
100%. Yeah.
And I guess that's the whole point is I don't know because they don't want me there so that they can be friends.
Right, because they did like the not invite you. Yeah.
They did not invite me. That's why I'm not there.
They have a thing they wanted to do that you maybe did not want to do, and they knew that.
And so they're also, like, they're okay. Trying to get to know each other better, but like if one of them asks the other one a question, I'll be like, "Oh, she hates dogs."
Just completely inserting yourself for like, "Okay, thanks." Yeah.
You know, Devin, that's what the pilot was about that you were part. Wow. We're wrapping up, and to bring it full circle, Devin.
Please.
So that's what the pilot was about that you were a part of. Here's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I might still do this idea. So I'm only going to give a little bit. But basically, it was like me helping people accomplish their tasks and their goals by just doing it. So it was me just like helping people and being like, I'll speak for you. I'll do it on your behalf.
That's
I'll
very do the funny. Whole
thing. Like if you were like, I want to make friends, I'll be like, I'll go make you some I'll friends. Make friends. Don't for worry you. About it.
That's great.
I'll bring him back to you and you don't have to worry about a damn thing.
That's very
so
good.
That's what the pilot was. That's why it had to be me in the neighborhood being like, reaching I'm friends out with the neighbors. The people the know me. I help the community. I should have put that song in there.
That's good. Yeah. And so this pilot didn't go, I'm told, just because of the guy in the intro. That was the reason that it didn't.
Yeah. It's weird because I was like, oh, is this not going because it's COVID and it involves public places and strangers and intimate settings? They said, no, we're not worried about the deadly pandemic.
No concerns there.
But there was this, you could call him a man. He seemed more like an inhuman person, but there was just a presence there, and we thought a not dark for us. Presence. dark cloud.
It was just something happened at the beginning of me watching it that made me feel different than after, you know.
What happened was I threw up in my hand and I quickly swallowed it.
Just swallowed it right down.
Devin, you eventually started this podcast after 10 minutes at a 6.5, possibly almost 7. How are you feeling now? And remember, you got me feeling at a 1, so I'm going to do my score as well. You brought me down
now
to a
I
1.
Feel like a, now I feel like a heel. I haven't even asked about why and how you're feeling where you're at.
Well, I told you I was only a 1 because of you, because of the
That's
hatred.
Right.
But
That's right.
Now, I'll say my score first.
Okay, great.
Now, after this chat, okay, fine. I was never really at a 1. But I would say I was at maybe like I got a lot of work done today, so I felt really good, and it was like a busy fun day, so but I didn't get everything done I was supposed to do, so I would actually say I clocked in probably at a 5 because I was proud I did work, but then hard on myself I didn't do enough work. But
isn't that the
now,
way
now I'm definitely at least a 7.2.
wow.
One, this counts as work.
That's
right. A weekly podcast. It's
You've
a show.
Accomplished something.
I've accomplished it. I have done the recording. Mm-hmm. And two, you know what, Devin? Really nice to have a couple of laughs with you in a real one-on-one chat. And we've never gotten to talk just us this long. Usually
it's
in a group setting.
I know. It's
and
true.
And this has been like a real, and like to get to know you better, I was kind of like, all right, Alanna, you're making good choices. This is a fun guy to chat with. This was a good episode. I'm feeling good.
Hell yeah.
This was fun. I had a really good time. So yeah, I'm saying I'm at a 7.2. How are you feeling?
I tell you what, now I'm feeling even higher than what I was going to say. Okay. I think we're at a damn 8 at this point.
Oh my God.
I think that's where we're at.
Shut off the internet. We're getting out on a high.
You know what? I'm going to go sign up for the internet. I'm going to get some after this.
You know what? I deserve the internet.
But I totally agree. And I had a great time and this was really nice. And that is the interesting thing about a format like this is that you and I have never spoken, just like we've never gotten a cup of coffee or something and just spoken one-on-one straight the whole time. And it was great fun. And I'm a big fan and very fun to just chat.
Devin, likewise, I'm your biggest fan on Twitter. That was why I asked you to do the podcast, because I, like you said, running into people. Well, now it's like you, quote unquote, run into them online.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where you're like,
oh yeah, that person.
Oh yeah, this person. This was funny. I like this video. Like you always posting Kimmel stuff and everything. You're like, oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah. This is fun and funny.
Oh,
you know
thank
what I mean?
You. Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, Devin. Big Devin fan in the house here.
Oh, my God.
Can't speak for Norm. Can't speak for Norm.
No, nor would I want you
I'll
to.
Say.
Well, there's no Norm fans in this house. You know what I mean? This is not a...
This is a Norm-free zone, actually.
We don't get
it. With you.
Our stance is like, we don't get it, you know?
We have to end the podcast. This is the best day of my life. Devin, where can we find you online so we can see all the great clips that you're always posting?
Oh, I post so many good clips, you guys, and it's all at that Devin Field. I don't know why I committed to that handle at the beginning of social media, but at that Devin Field on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. And that's
it. My Instagram is the only Alanna Johnston, because there was another Alanna Johnston and I was like, bitch, please, you don't own me.
Well, that's confident.
None of you own me.
Devin Field was taken, and it was like a 14-year-old kid from Ontario who just smoked weed and tweeted, like, I hate homework.
What is this, one of my cousins?
Probably. You probably know this dirty Canadian.
I probably know this dirty Canadian. If you guys would like to follow the podcast, we are at Self Esteem Party on Instagram and Twitter. And like I already said, I'm at the only Alana Johnson on Instagram and at Alana _ Johnson on Twitter. And guys, check out the Patreon. We're doing monthly calls with people, and everybody's out to lunch. You better believe it. And I'm buying. And Devin, we'd love to get you on the Patreon where people come on to do a Self Esteem after party episode. We catch up with old guests, and I would love for you to come on and give a review of my show that you're coming to if you're not on jury duty.
I would love. Maybe I could give a review of both jury duty and your show.
Devin, okay. No. This is 100% what we're doing. Because usually I wait a while. Like, I've been having people on starting that from who I had on starting like 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
That's
like
very trying fun.
In somewhat of an order. But if you get this, first of all, you're coming to the show. We have that on air.
We have
but
that.
If you get this jury duty immediately, or even if you just have to go for the day, you must come back on and report back about the jury duty, because now I gotta get ready, because they're gonna call on me. That's... I almost joined the army when I became a citizen. They're gonna be flying me out if they're sending in troops. So I'm packing my bags. See ya. I gotta skip the draft. I gotta get out of here. Oh yeah, baby. I'm turning my back on this country.
Hey, won't we all? When it comes down to it, when the chips fall where they may, won't we all turn our back on this goddamn country?
You know what? Norm said to me, Alana, I don't think you're who they want. And I thought, this is grounds for divorce, because why wouldn't the army want your charming wife? You know what I mean? It's straight up rude.
That's a great spousal hypothetical. Why wouldn't the army want your wife, Norm? Why do you say that?
Yeah, Norm. Oh, if you can't have me, no army can. All right, Devin, it's been a slice. Peace and grease.
That's how it ends, huh?
That's how it ends. Goodbye.
I like it. Oh, my God. Ugh.
Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the Self-Esteem Party.